Soon after Merlin, the blacksmith, had repaired his shattered sword, Arthur set off on what was to be his greatest adventure yet. Galahad, Arthur's finest stable mouse in the whole land, had vaulted off Merlin's shiny windowsill and landed on the smooth concrete floor on his feet. Arthur set off on what would be his most hazardous, escapade adventure yet. Arthur had to travel far, far away to find the greatest sword ever made so he can defeat the most spine-chilling, blood-curdling monster to save the most beautiful princess of Weatherland so she can see the world for the very first time since she was born 20 years ago. Soon Arthur had reached the village, so he went to check it out. When he arrived, something was very weird. There were no villagers around. All I could hear was the wind blowing, bits of dried up grass. Then it all started. I met the precarious monster. It was a disturbed, angry, huge dragon. As fast as the speed of light, I got out of my bow and arrow and slung it, and it shot right through his head. He was breathing out fire in pain, so I sprinted up his arm and took the arrow out of his head, and a bit of his brain was stuck on the end of his arrow. Arthur got out his sword and sliced his ear off. The dragon got even more angry. Arthur eventually killed the fearsome dragon. All the villagers came out and cheered for him, but he still had to find the princess. The tower wasn't so far away, so he galloped off and climbed the tower and saved the princess.